Next, we have Sinjo, the response of soybean varieties to manganese foliar fertilizer applications. Thanks for your presentation.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sinjo Ng, and I'm a master's student from The Ohio State University. The title of my project is Response of Soybean Varieties to Manganese Foliar Fertilizer Application. As we all know, manganese is a micronutrient, and the requirement for micronutrients is relatively smaller than macronutrients. It doesn't mean that manganese is not essential. Manganese is still an essential nutrient for the plants. In Ohio, manganese deficiency is most likely to occur on high pH and or sandy soils. Based on a reported study, when the manganese level is extremely low in the soybean, it would affect the oil profile, in which I mean that the percentage of the stearic acid, palmitic acid, linoleic acid, and linoleic acid is higher, but the oleic acid has a lower percentage. DuPont Pioneer has developed Plenish soybean varieties with a high oleic acid trait. Plenish varieties have healthier and more stable oil with 0 gram of trans fat. Additionally, the amount of heart healthy monounsaturated fat is higher. Even though Plenish varieties contain high oleic acid composition, there is little information if the application of manganese to Plenish soybean would affect the composition of oleic acid and the concentration of oil and protein in the plant. So the objective of this study is to determine if manganese application would affect the grain yield and concentration of oleic acid, oil, and protein in Plenish and non-Plenish soybean varieties. Also, we're going to compare the soybean grain yield between Plenish and non-Plenish under various manganese regimes. So the field trials were carried out at two locations. One is at Western Agricultural Research Station near South Charleston, Ohio at Clark County. And the second location is at Northwest Agricultural Research Station near Hotville, Ohio at Wood County. Were carried out in a full factorial randomized complete block design with 4 replications. And there are 2 treatments in this study. The first treatment is the soybean varieties. There's 6 soybean varieties, 4 Plenish soybean varieties and 2 non-Plenish varieties. The varieties name that end with PR is Plenish varieties, and name that end with R is non-Plenish varieties. And the other treatment is the manganese application, which include manganese EDTA, manganese sulfate, and none as a control. The measurement was taken at R2 growth stage, which is taken before manganese treatment and a week after manganese treatment, and the uppermost trifoliates were collected and analyzed for manganese content by A&L Labs. After harvesting, grain yield and concentration of protein, oil, oleic acid, and linoleic acid were analyzed by DuPont Pioneer. Data were analyzed using the ANOVA procedure and SAS software. And the factors were considered statistically significant at alpha level less than or equals to 0.05. So these are the observations that we found at the field. So the figure 1 shows there's a manganese deficiency found at Northwest Station. So what we know is that manganese is a immobile nutrients in which the deficiency symptoms would first appear on the young leaf. And this deficiency symptoms is known as intervenal chlorosis, which means there's a yellowing between the vein and the vein remain dark green. And in figure 2 shows that the manganese deficiency is not found at Western Station. In the following slide, I will present the result in the ANOVA table and in column chart for the result for manganese in leaves, oil profile, and grain yield. So these 2 are the ANOVA table that shows the effect of variety and manganese treatment on the manganese in leaf before and after manganese application, yield, protein, and oil concentration and oil profile. The top chart, the top table, shows the result at Northwest Station. What we see over here is that the variety influenced all the factors, including the manganese, before manganese application, after manganese application, yield, protein, oil, oleic, and linoleic acid. But at Western Station, the variety only influenced the factor for yield, protein, oil, oleic, and linoleic acid. And the numbers that were highlighted in red show declare that the result is significantly different. The difference between Northwest and Western Station is that the manganese treatment only influenced the West Northwest Station at before manganese application and the yield. There's manganese treatment does not influence any of the factor at Western Station. Also, I'm going to mention that there's no interaction in between variety and manganese treatment. These two figures shows the result for manganese content in leaf before and after manganese application. Figure on your left shows the result at Northwest Station, and on your right shows the result at Western Station. The y-axis represents the manganese in leaf milligram per kilogram, and the x-axis represents the varieties. The first four varieties is the plenish varieties, and the last two varieties is non-plenish varieties. And the black line is where the cutoff point for the manganese sufficient range, which is at 21 milligram per kilogram. According to the tri-state fertilizer recommendation, manganese sufficient range in soybean is range from 21 to 100 milligram per kilogram. And what we see over here is that at Northwest Station, before the manganese application, the manganese content in the leaf is pretty close or even at the cutoff point, which is at 21 milligram per kilogram. But because of it's close to the cutoff point, and this again proves what we saw at the visual deficiency for manganese symptoms. And after the manganese application, there's an increase in the manganese content in leaf. But at Western Station, there's no the manganese level before manganese application and after manganese application, the level is high and it's not even close to the 21 milligram per kilogram. These two figures shows the result for the oil profile and the concentration for oil and protein with the effect among varieties, and again at Northwest Station and Western Station. The y-axis shows the percentage, and the x-axis again shows the varieties. So what we see over here in both at both locations, the oleic acid content, the percentage is higher at in plenish varieties, and but it's lower at non-plenish varieties. And the linoleic acid percentage is higher in non-plenish variety but lower in plenish varieties. And at both locations, again, it's similarly that for the concentration for the oil and protein, they have a quite similar result, and it's same for plenish and non-plenish varieties. Figure 7 shows the grain yield at Northwest and Western Station by variety. The top two charts shows the grain yield by variety, and the y-axis represents the yield megagram per hectare, and the x-axis again represents the variety. At Northwest Station, what we see is that P33, T34, PR variety have a significant difference in yield compared to other variety. And at Western Station, P33, T34, PR again shows a significant difference with other plenish varieties, there's no statistically significant difference with the non-plenish varieties. And the two bottom figure shows the grain yield by manganese regimes. At Northwest Station, what we see is that manganese sulfate have a significant different yield compared to the other two treatments. But at Western Station, all the yield does not show any significantly different result. So in conclusion, both plenish and non-plenish varieties show a significant effect on the grain yield when the leaf manganese level was less than 21 mg per kilogram, like what we saw at Northwest Station. However, the result also indicated that the manganese level did not affect the oil profile, oil or protein concentration of the varieties. And the manganese foliar fertilizer application increased the yield by 0.135 megagram per hectare at the Northwest Station. And 0.135 megagram per hectare is the break-even for the yield when the soybean price is at $296 per megagram and an application cost of $40 per hectare. So it is recommended that soybean growers apply manganese fertilizer when deficiency of manganese is detected, and the grain price could account for the manganese application cost. So the next step. This is a two-year project, and this year is the second year, and right now it's in the progress of collecting and analyzing the result for the concentration of protein and oil in the seeds. I would like to thank DuPont Pioneer and the Ohio Soybean Council for funding this project. And thank you for listening.
Questions for our speaker?
Yes. So the question is, what is the timing for the manganese application? So for this project, I sprayed the manganese application at R2 growth stage, which is a full flowering for the soybean growth stage. So the question is, if the manganese application is applied with herbicide, this application is not including the herbicide. So at Western Station, we do have some grasses like the wheat, and it's sprayed separately from the manganese application. So the question is, if I see the manganese deficiency symptoms before R2 growth stage, at Northwest Station, yes, I do see the deficiency symptoms before R2. And for the manganese application, it is recommended that it's best to apply at R1 or R2 stage. So, but at Western Station, there's no deficiency found.
To follow that, did you see deficiency symptoms later in reproductive development?
So the question is, did I see any deficient symptoms later after the application?
Yeah, R4, R5.
I did not really see the symptoms after I applied the manganese application. So I would say the manganese application, visual symptoms might still have, but for what the result from what is in the leaf itself, the manganese content, it is higher. Yes.
Did you say glyphosate was applied at one location, not at the other? Did you apply glyphosate at both locations?
So the question is, did I apply the glyphosate in both locations? Yes, they apply at both locations.
Did the tissue analysis include the petiole or not in the leaf sample?
So the question is did the tissue analyst analyze the including the petiole of the leaf? The answer is I did not include the petiole of the leaf.